Hey everyone, Merry Christmas and soon to be Happy New Year. My name is Zach, this is my wife Danielle, and we have a 1.5-year-old daughter named Juniper and a boy on the way coming in March. Today is our Sabbath Sunday, and that means we aren't gathering in person. And this is something we do every year where it's a break over the holidays for us to rest, relax, and recharge. So I hope you're enjoying this at home with family and friends. And today we just wanted to share with you a small reflection of encouragement as we look back at this past year and also look ahead to 2025.
So we hope you've had a wonderful holiday season so far. I know for us, our daughter is just getting to that age where she's really understanding some of the excitement about Christmas. And so we've been able to make some new family traditions and have so many memories together. One that really stands out is somebody got her a nativity playset this year, and so she's been loving playing with that, naming the animals, making all the animal sounds, and pointing out the different characters like Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus.
So today we want to share with you something that's been on our hearts and minds recently. It's a powerful principle that you can find in scripture and just the way Jesus modeled for us to live. But before we jump into that, I wanted to share a fun fact with you. Did you know that the Oxford Word of the Year for 2024 is brain rot? Maybe you've never heard that word before, or maybe you know what it's all about, but I just wanted to share a quick definition with you. The word refers to the supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state as the result of overconsumption of material, particularly online, considered to be trivial or unchallenging. So have you been there before? Does brain rot resonate a little bit more, where a few innocent minutes turn into hours of wasted time on your phone? I know I've been there, and I'm sure you can relate as well, because here are some very fascinating facts. Did you know that the average person spends 4 hours and 39 minutes a day on their smartphones? And for ages 8 to 18, that rises to 7.5 hours a day. So maybe you're personally experiencing this brain rot, whether it's binge watching Netflix, scrolling through social media on your phone, always checking your news feed, or even playing video games. We've all been there, and for 2025, we want to challenge you to renew your mind, to practice some new rhythms, and maybe take a break from your phones and embrace the life that Jesus has for you, and to seek his presence more closely in your daily walks.
So as our daughter is getting older and more aware of technology, we've decided that we want to model healthy boundaries with our devices. And so we've talked about what our personal standards are, and we just want to try to be on our phones less when we're around her. But let me tell you, once you tell yourself you want to be on your phone less, that's when you really start to realize how much you were on it in the first place. Whether it's checking in on texts or emails, or maybe catching up on social media or reading the latest news story, it's always capturing our attention. And we even struggle with that tension of whether we want to capture every memorable moment on photo or video, or just letting those things happen. So we have that battle within ourselves, and I'm sure other people are feeling that same kind of discomfort as well.
So with the new year on the horizon, and I'm sure we're all making different goals and New Year's resolutions, we wanted to share one with you that's from scripture and one that we want to implement this year for us. So I'm just going to open the Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. It says, "Make it your goal to live a quiet life, minding your own business and working with your hands, just as we instructed you before. Then people who are not believers will respect the way you live, and you will not need to depend on others." So the key line that stands out for me is, make it your goal to live a quiet life. And we know that Jesus modeled this very well. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it says, "And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus departed, and he went to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those that were with him searched for him and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." So this last line, "Everyone is looking for you." You know what this reminds me of? Kind of our version of a text message or a notification on our phone. As the disciples were tapping Jesus on the shoulder and bugging him, throughout our days, we always have our phones buzzing and people trying to pull our attention. And what I want you to know is that it's okay not to check your phone all the time. And it's okay to not even respond to text messages right away. I'm sure the person on the other side will forgive you. So here you have Jesus. He is off praying and looking, and everyone is looking for him. He was trying to get away from the noise, the distractions, and the notifications to hide and pray and be with his Father. This is the example that Jesus set for us. So what if being quiet and seeking God, he actually starts speaking to you? I wonder, would we hear more of God and see more of him in our lives if we make it our goal to live like Jesus, to mind our own business? Maybe that's not worrying about what other people are posting online. Maybe it's working hard at what God has gifted or called you to do, and it's leading a quiet life. So over the past few months, I've experimented with this, turning off certain notifications, setting my phone to do not disturb, and as a result, I have been more focused and less anxious. I am starting to live with healthier rhythms, with fewer interruptions and distractions, and a greater sense of God's presence in my life. So as we leave 2024 behind and enter into 2025, just in this moment, I want you to think about what Jesus was doing when he was 25. We don't really know. The Bible doesn't say a whole lot, but we know he was a carpenter. And with this verse, I think it's safe to assume that he led a quiet life. He minded his own business and he worked hard with his hands. Just some food for thought.
So take some time to reflect on what you're going to do to live a quiet life and combat this feeling of brain rot. So for us, we have a couple of things in mind, but very practically, don't just stick with the default settings that are on your smartphone. Take a minute to turn off some of those notifications that aren't essential. Maybe set some screen time limits or plan times where you know that your phone isn't going to be right with you in your pocket. And also spiritually, we want our days to be filled with these tiny little moments of silence, solitude, and even boredom, letting our minds wander so that God can speak to us in those moments. When you're part of God's kingdom, you can believe in the power of restoration and believe that the world, us as a community, and you as an individual can get better. So believe that for 2025, that God can change your daily habits and even your mind as a whole. So would you just pray with us to end our time together today? God, we pray that you would transform us to be more like Jesus in this upcoming year in so many different ways. Help us to earn the respect of others, not by the things that we do or the accomplishments that we can list, but really by who we are in you, God. We pray that people would look at us as a community at Westside and see a sense of hopefulness that is really unique. That we aren't wasting away our time, but that we're really invested in growth by the power of your Spirit. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So again, we just want to wish you a happy new year and a reminder that on January 5th, we are back in person for our first services of the year. So if you attend Hamilton, that's 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And if you're in Burlington, that's 10 a.m.
Happy New Year! Bye!